Disciples hear Hail Abdu'l-Bahá. April 12, 1912, New York. New York Sun. The Persian teacher takes a little snuff and talks of his beliefs. Unity for all the earth. We were originally all one family. Why not be so again? Abdu'l-Bahá Abbas, the Persian philosopher and teacher, who preaches that men serve God best by serving their kind, was welcomed reverently by more than 300 of his American disciples yesterday at the home of Edward Kinney, 780 West End Avenue. Catholics, Protestants, Jews, and Mohammedans joined in the reception for Abdu'l-Bahá, the servant of God, as he is known to the Baha'is, makes no distinction among creeds or races. The venerable Persian, accompanied by Dr. Amin Farid, his physician, and interpreter Saeed Asadullah, and Mirza Mohammed, arrived Wednesday night on the steamship Cedric. Yesterday morning he went to the hotel Ansonia, where he will be while he is in this city, probably 1 week. After a nap, which effaced the traces of an uncomfortable sea voyage, the philosopher received newspaper men and spoke to them through Dr. Farid. Abdu'l-Bahá Abbas is now nearly 68 years of age, but 40 years in a Turkish prison have made him appear of greater age. He is of middle height, but has the appearance of a tall man because of his erect carriage. His long gray hair flows over his shoulders. His broad beard and mustache are as gray as his hair. His forehead is broad, full, and high, and his nose is large and aquiline. Abdu'l-Bahá's eyes are blue and large. His glance is penetrating. He wore a voluminous outer coat of gray wool, which swept from his shoulders to the floor. Under the jobe was a linen coat, the gaba. His turban was white. His feet were encased in narrow pointed shoes of soft leather. Occasionally, while he talked, he took snuff from a plain silver box. Dr. Farid was about to translate several questions when Abdu'l-Bahá lifted his hand for silence. His Persian follower sat up very stiff and straight and indicated that nothing must be said that would interrupt the philosopher's flow of thought. He spoke then slowly, Dr. Farid translating bit by bit. Having heard of the numerous organizations in this country for peace and arbitration, and because of my great interest in those subjects, I have come here, said Abdu'l-Bahá, to advocate human solidarity. That is the basis of my teachings. All nations and all religions may become united by that unity. Perfect peace might reign among them. Strife and animosity are due to misunderstandings. If these misunderstandings be removed, then unity can be accomplished. All of the prophets of God were manifestations of truth and reality. But because imitations have crept into religions, division and misunderstandings have resulted. These imitations cannot be found in the basis of religion. Human beings should refer to the original foundations, and then 6,000 years of strife and warfare will vanish. My purpose is to bring about the oneness of humanity, and to secure accord and fellowship among all mankind, so that they may dwell together finally as one family. They were so originally. The philosopher enjoyed a tiny pinch of snuff and leaned back in his chair. Answering questions, he said he expected to stay in the United States 4 or perhaps 5 months, and that he wanted to see everything of interest. You will visit all the large cities before sailing from San Francisco for Japan. He had no way of estimating the number of his followers. 20 million? Oh no, perhaps 2 million the world over. Did he believe in women's suffrage? Yes, positively, and the entire emancipation of women. He believed also that divorce is justifiable for many causes. Complete incompatibility, he said slowly, is the chief cause of unhappy marriages. It brings hatred. It should be relieved by divorce. From the hotel, he was taken in an automobile to the home of Edward Kinney, where followers from this and other cities were waiting to greet him. Some had come from Canada, others from Baltimore, others from the Middle States. He addressed them briefly and then went back to the Ansonia. Among those Baha'is present were Mumford Mills, the president of the American Baha'is, Mr. and Mrs. Edward Kinney, Corrine Damour, Mr. and Mrs. H. M. Newton, Mr. and Mrs. William Hoare, Mr. and Mrs. Howard McNutt, Mr. and Mrs. Seaman Kaufman Eichen Rivers, Mr. and Mrs. A. Hutchinson, Mr. and Mrs. J. J. Grandy, E. K. Grabowski, Mrs. Alice Barty, Miss Harry S. Phillips, Harper Harris, Miss R. I. Nichols of Troy, Sydney Sprague of Tehran, Mr. and Mrs. William Maxwell of Montreal, Mr. and Mrs. Percy Woodcock and daughter of Montreal, Mr. and Mrs. Brooke of Arkin, Ohio, the Reverend Dr. E. C. Angle, the Reverend Dr. Howard Ives, Mrs. W. H. Beep, Mrs. Lucy M. Johnson, Mrs. C. L. Lincoln and daughter, Mrs. A. D. Healy, Mrs. R. Whitney, Mrs. F. K. Osborne, Mrs. R. B. Chapman, H. F. Hammond, Miss Emma F. Holmes, Mr. and Mrs. Edward D. Struven, Miss Gertrude Stanwood, Mrs. W. B. Watson, and Mrs. Andrew Thompson of Baltimore. Members of the society said that Abdu'l-Bahá would probably give several public lectures in New York. The International Peace Society, they said, would hold a meeting for him. There were no statistics as to the number of his followers in this country, but about 5,000, it was said, consider him the greatest teacher since Jesus and Muhammad. The philosopher was born in Tehran in 1844. His father, Baha'u'llah, was a prince of Persia's royal line, who gave up riches and position to strive for the regeneration of man. For advocating liberal ideas, Baha'u'llah was thrown into prison, and his young son Abdu'l-Bahá went with him. He laid, however, the foundation for what his followers everywhere believe will be a universal religious system. Abdu'l-Bahá took up the work and from the prison city of Akka preached the brotherhood of man of all races that went there to hear him. Among these were many Americans and Englishmen, and through them the cult was carried to Western countries. In 1908, after the Young Turks came to power, Abdu'l-Bahá was released, and after a time he went to live in Egypt with his wife and 4 daughters. The daughters, Dr. Farid said yesterday, have been educated in the Western way. They speak several languages. Recently, he visited France and England and interested thousands of persons. To these, he explained his ideas simply. My advice to you, he said, is to endeavor as much as you can to show kindness to all men, to deal with perfect love, affection, and devotion with all the individuals of humanity. Remove from yourselves racial, patriotic, religious, sectional, political, commercial, industrial, and agricultural prejudices, so that you may become freed from all human restrictions and become the founders of the structure of the oneness of humanity. He will attend the International Peace Conference at Lake Mohonk.